Acts chapter 25, beginning with verse 13. Some days later, King Agrippa and Bernice arrived at Caesarea to pay their respects to Festus. Since they were going to stay there a number of days, Festus laid Paul's case before the king. He said, "There is a man who was left as a prisoner by Felix. When I was in Jerusalem, the chief priests and the elders of the Jews brought charges against him and asked for a sentence of condemnation against him. I answered them that it is not the Roman custom to hand over any man before the accused has met the accusers face to face and has had an opportunity to make a defense against the accusation. Therefore, after they came back here with me, I did not delay. On the next day, I took my place on the judicial bench and ordered the man to be brought in. When the accusers stood up, they charged him with none of the crimes I was expecting. Instead, they had some points of dispute with him about their own religion and about a certain Jesus who was dead, but who Paul claimed is alive. Since I was at a loss how to investigate these issues, I asked if he was willing to go to Jerusalem to be tried there concerning these charges. But when Paul appealed to be kept in custody until His Majesty the Emperor would decide his case, I ordered him to be held until I could send him to Caesar." Agrippa said to Festus, "I would like to hear the man myself." "Tomorrow," he said, "you'll hear him." So the next day Agrippa and Bernice came with great pomp and entered the courtroom together with the commanders and the most prominent men of the city. When Festus gave the order, Paul was brought in. Festus said, "King Agrippa and all the men who are present with us, you see this man about whom the whole Jewish crowd petitioned me, both in Jerusalem and here, shouting that he ought not to live any longer. But I found that he has done nothing that deserves death. Yet since he appealed to His Majesty the Emperor, I decided to send him. But I have nothing definite to write to my lord about him. Therefore I have brought him before all of you, and especially before you, King Agrippa, so that after this preliminary hearing I may have something to write. Indeed, it seems unreasonable to me to send a prisoner without clearly indicating what the charges are against him."
You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 Years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.